Good evening and welcome to the Yagar Meditation. And today we have a topic of addictions. The meaning of addiction has changed over time. Previously, it only meant drug addictions or addiction to liquor or cigarettes. But now addiction has an entirely different meaning. Addictions have increased. The number of things that you can get addicted to have increased. In fact, I was talking to somebody a few weeks ago, and he said that when he was in school, he used to go to people's houses, jump into their compound, and steal the car stickers. And he said he would do that because the gumming at the back of the sticker, that smell, was something that he was addicted to. And this is not today. What he was talking about was about some 40, 45 years ago. But today addictions are different. Addictions are very simple. You can get addicted to food. You can get addicted to a type of food. You can get addicted to phones. You can get addicted to browsing the internet. You can get addicted to watching the news. You can get addicted to so many things. So it's really very simple for someone to get addicted. Now, what is the meaning of addiction? Why is getting rid of addictions so important? The reason behind addiction is the most important factor. Today morning's message was about aloneness. So was yesterday's. It's about aloneness, which means that you have to get used to being alone. That is when you discover yourself. When you're not alone, then you are with someone. If it's one time, it's okay. If you are in a meeting, it's all right. If you are meeting a friend, it's all right. But getting addicted to a point where being alone becomes a challenge is when addiction takes control of you. And that reason for addiction is loneliness. The only reason for addiction is loneliness. And so when you get used to loneliness, then you fear being alone. Because when you confront yourself, When you are with yourself, you're alone and you're addicted to anything, then you don't know what to do with yourself. It's so frightening. It's so fearful. You dread being alone. There are so many people who dread being alone. They get anxious. They get restless. They get depressed. They want to run away. But where will you run away from yourself? So there are these people who don't like themselves, who always want to be in the company of something or someone. And this is the reason why you have to get rid of addiction so you discover yourself. Who are you really? It's not about sitting in this 1 hour meditation every morning that you have to get used to yourself all the time. If you don't find anything else, then you have to be with yourself. You have to be with yourself so nothing else takes control of you. The only way that can happen is when you can get rid of addiction. And this is where the practices come in play. So when you get hold on to the practices again, don't get addicted to them. Otherwise, it'll become a ritual. Every day you sit with this 30-minute practice. It becomes a ritual. But what is it doing to you? Nothing. So the practices are just a stepping stone. Everything is just a stepping stone. And once you get rid of your addiction, then you have to focus on being with yourself. Discover yourself. There's so much about you. There's so much about you, limitless. I was telling my daughter last week is that there has to be some amount of discomfort in you, because it's only through discomfort that you discover yourself. If you're comfortable, there's nothing to discover. And then you get into addictions because life is boring. So have some level of discomfort. When will discomfort come? When there is a challenge. Throw yourself into challenging situations. Put yourself into challenging situations. Solve people's problems. Solve domestic problems. Look at your mother, look at your father. They have several challenges. How can you possibly simplify anything? How could you possibly do it? Don't go to Google or don't go to ChatGPT. You will not find answers there. You may, but that's not called solving a challenge. Solving a challenge is when you use your intelligence. And that's how you grow. And that's how life becomes exciting. When you solve challenges, when you solve people's problems, that's when life gets exciting. You do things that nobody has thought of before. It does not have to be an invention, but it needs to solve a problem. The problem can be very small. It could be local. It does not have to be a magnanimous problem. It could be a very small problem. But did you do something that can solve a problem? And that's where all joy is. And where there is joy, there's no addiction. So one of the practices that helps us get rid of these addictions, we will first look at the addictions that are prevalent in the cities. In the city, the addictions are very simple. They are snacks. Eating is one of the addictions. Food addiction is one of the worst addictions that is prevalent in the cities. Mobile addiction is the other one. That is the second one. And browsing all these, what do you call this? Instagram and all of these. So that's the third kind of addiction. The other day I was having somebody in my office for a consultation. I was keying in her name to do her consultation, and it was about 15 seconds, and she was flipping the screen, and I'm sure that you can't see the content, but the habit of flipping the screen was so fast. That's addiction. It was scary. It was scary what it can do to you. In fact, in the Western countries, you have smart, what do you call this? Oh gosh, I'm forgetting. We have these smartphone de-addiction hospitals. You have smartphone de-addiction hospitals in the West. That's how bad it has become. And it's catching up here as well. But we are not smart enough to open such hospitals, because people here are smart too, but they're not idiots. So they know that they are not sick, but they have this addiction to deal with. So the Bandha Paricheda, the figure of eight, is a fantastic practice that helps us de-addiction. Help de-addict from these practices of food or drugs or liquor or the smartphone. So one of our clients, when I saw him about 4 to 5 years ago, pre-COVID, I saw him. And he used to take marijuana, that is ganja. He used to smoke. And he used to drink. 38-year-old man. I did his Nadi Pariksha, and after that I told him, these are what you are into in. And he admitted. And I told him that I'll come after 30 days and I want to see you a changed man. He said, yes, sir. But it's very difficult to find such people commit. But 30 days later, when I went to Hyderabad and I checked him again and I felt his Nadi, I was surprised beyond my limits, because this man had simply stopped all the three. He stopped all the three. I met him this time when I went to Hyderabad. Then he was 38-year-old, married, having a kid, and not working. This time, I found that he had a business of his own, and he was looking at investors, and he had no addictions. It was such a beautiful transformation for me to watch. Not only that, his parents were proud of him because of what he was doing. But previously, they were concerned. So there are multiple levels of transformation that occur when you transform yourself. Your family begins to look up to you, and extended family begins to appreciate you, and somebody in the society will be following you. There is always someone who is following what you're doing. So let us start off with this practice of the Maypole meditation, and then we'll ask the higher consciousness to show us what is that one addiction that we need to work on. All right? We all have some kind of addictions. So you need to be really aware to not be addicted to any particular thing and to be able to just drop it. So let us begin. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. Imagine there is a tall pole with different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. Your scene, see yourself walking up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. You can replace this sphere with any name and form of God, or the sun, or a ball of light, or whatever that is comfortable for you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any thoughts, any clutter, any anxieties, any restlessness, any rush in your head that you may be carrying. Breathe in this way 2 to 3 times. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is in the body, mind, emotions, or wherever. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative attachments, negative experiences, negative memories that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even a sense of weakness that may exist in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. And as you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to release. Continue to breathe in this energy, and as you breathe out, release everything negative from the past. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. The maypole is a common practice which needs to be done before we do any other practice. It's because we arise above the mind, above the layers of the mind. And that is when we are able to clearly see. We cannot see while being in the mind. We have to rise above the layers of the mind. And that's when we are able to truly use the mind. So now, I want you to hold on to the ribbon and ask, show me an addiction that I need to work on. Show me an addiction that I need to work on. The moment you ask, even before you finish, that image will be in front of you. How many of you got it? If you can show your hand. What about the others? A show of hands. You don't have to search. The moment you ask, even before you ask, the higher consciousness knows. It will show you instantly. Your searching simply proves that you do not believe that that can be an addiction, and you're searching for something else. So what you have to do now is you just have to visualize the addiction, whether it is a device, whether it is a substance, whatever it is, whether it is food. You visualize the addiction in front of you and imagine drawing a circle around it going clockwise. And then draw a circle around you going counterclockwise, forming the figure eight. You go around the substance and around you, forming the figure eight. Draw this figure eight for up to 2 minutes now. To start with, we have to do this practice every morning and every evening. And every time you feel like you want to indulge in that habit, in that addiction, you just have to pull yourself back. You start doing the figure of eight, but then you divert your mind to do something else. If you look at your house or your office, you will see there are so many tasks that you can accomplish, which will actually will keep you successfully away from your addiction. So let us say that you are browsing your phone, to give you a simple example, and that's your addiction. And let us say you're quite responsible, where you have folded all your clothes, your house is tidy, there's nothing much to do in the house. Now, cooking is one activity that you can put yourself through, so you can successfully pull yourself away from your addiction. But let us say that there's someone at home who's cooking for you. So that activity is something that is not available for you. What do you do? In these cases, you can still use your mobile phone to possibly catch up with someone, build your connections. Recently, you saw when IndiGo canceled its flights, there's so many people who were left in distress. I had to travel to Chennai, and we found that the train ticket was not available. So I knew somebody at the railways. I contacted this person, and they put me under emergency quota, and I got the tickets. So building connections is one very important activity that you can do instead of just browsing the phone aimlessly. But having done that, put your phone away, and you could do something else. You could probably go out and help someone. You could probably ask someone why they have, how they have been. You've been, it's been long since you have spoken to such people. I'm just giving you basic examples. There's so many ways. If you've got excess covers in your house which can carry materials, you could probably go to the grocery shop and give it to them. Discover ways in which you could probably be of help to someone. And when you go to the grocery shop, there'll be invisible people who'll be using those covers. You won't even see them, you won't even meet them. So there are umpteen number of ways to disconnect from your addiction. Now, the main reason of, like I told you, to disconnect from these addictions is that you are getting rid of your loneliness. When you are feeling lonely, you can't meditate. When you're feeling lonely, you can't meditate. That meditation becomes just an activity of sitting quietly. And then it would be a struggle to sit for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or 1 hour. Unless you are comfortable with yourself, you cannot sit for that hour. You can't do anything for that for extended periods of time if you're not comfortable with your own company. So the objective of getting rid of this addiction, you need an objective. The objective of getting rid of this addiction is you. Is that you are going to befriend yourself. You're going to be your own best friend. If you are going to wake up every morning to sit in meditation when nobody else is awake, you have a very strong reason, and that strong reason is you. You're going to be with yourself. You're going to discover yourself. You're going to sit with yourself. You're going to go deeper into yourself so that you need less of others. Others don't become a necessity. You are enough. And that reality can only come when you consistently befriend yourself. So this is your lifelong practice, because at any point in time, loneliness can absolutely seep in. It can be extremely devastating. But when you discover yourself, it can be extremely powerful. It can leave you so strong. It can build such strength, such inner resilience, inner strength, that when others speak, you find it troublesome. You find it annoying. You find it shallow. You find no depth in others' talk because you've discovered such inner strength that actually does not require talking. You don't require to speak so much. You begin to enjoy your company. You begin to be so full of yourself, not in your ego, not in arrogance, but so full of truth, so raw. It's so real that you don't like being in the company of others. That is real. That alone is that real you. We have some people in this group who have experienced that. I don't know if they will be ready to speak, but I don't want to just throw a surprise at them. But we have some people here who have done that, who've been there, done that, and they just love their company to no end. And they are exactly as I described. They find communication to be so shallow at times. So please discover. I don't want to bring them on because then they become a topic of attention, and you forget about working on yourself, and you just want to under you don't want to just want to ask, how was it? You're not going to get an answer that will satisfy you. You can't even digest it because you're not even ready. So please work on yourself. Please spend time with yourself. Invest time with yourself, extended periods. Whenever you feel that you want to get into an addiction, then start spending time with yourself. Every time you get into addiction and believe that you're with yourself, you're fooling yourself. If you think that standing by yourself and smoking is spending time with yourself, no. If you're thinking that sitting by yourself and scrolling your mobile, that you're with yourself, no, you're not. You are with yourself only when you're connected to your breath, when you're connected to your heartbeat, connected to it, the circulation that's happening, connected to the existence that you are living. And that's the only time that you're actually investing time with yourself. No other time. So please spend time with yourself. That's the only way you will be able to meditate. When you integrate with yourself, that itself is meditation. You don't have to do anything extra. Do you have any questions? Are there any questions? If you can show your hand if you have any questions. So these practices, like I have told you multiple times, I'm again telling you that the practices that I'm sharing here have been given to me by a lady who, when she was 99 years old, she had 77 years of experience behind her. And these practices are very powerful, and there are a lot of people who have experienced transformation through these practices, and they're coming to you for free. So please practice. Please practice being with yourself. Practice integrating with yourself. You will see very soon, within the next 2-3 years, that the need to be with yourself will be greater than ever. And if you don't have this practice, you will suffer. You will suffer from that very silence that you are, because you're not used to being with yourself. So time is really being very kind, and it's pushing you. So please, before it gets too far, start your practice of being with yourself. Every morning, sit with yourself. Every night before you go to bed, sit with yourself. Spend time. And when you take breaks to browse your phone, shift from browsing your phone to being with yourself. Spend as much time as you can with yourself. It will become necessary one day. Today it's a practice. It will very soon become a necessity. And when that happens, you should be ready. You can't start on that day. It'll be too far. And you won't find people who can tell you how to do it. So please invest time with yourself now. Go within, go into that silence, beyond the thoughts, and spend time with yourself. Basha?
Doctor. Yes. Working on the laptop continuously, is it also an addiction? Because I am asking that because I am working in the office, and the same thing I am doing in the home also. Even after get up in the morning, after having some time in the meditation or some other work, I just open up the laptop and start working. Is this a kind of addiction? Is this need to overcome?
Yeah, so I have a question for you. So do you have something to work on?
Yes, even though it is working on or not, to save the time in the office hours, I do work in the home also.
No. My question is, do you have something to work on at that So whenever you open your laptop, is it to accomplish tasks?
No, not necessary. I just work on to improve whatever that I had already worked. Just open up to get some idea, to open up. It is not with some aim to just, I have some pending work. I just open up and start working to just thought process, just to plan the day. It is, it becomes a part and parcel of the daily routine.
So you have to answer this question. So are you opening the laptop only because you don't know what else to do?
Yes, of course.
That's addiction. That's what we mean by an addiction.
Right.
Yeah, if you are doing it because you don't know what else to do, that's an addiction.
Right.
Live with purpose. So which means that when you wake up in the morning and you brush your teeth and after that, you look around, what can I do? What can I do which my wife does regularly?
Okay.
How can I help her? So for example, let us say that in the evening she has put some clothes on the clothesline. Now she will wake up and she'll start folding the clothes. Now, is there something that you can do? Or in the morning she is going to send the kids to school. So she needs to do something, maybe cut vegetables or something. So is there something that you can do? In some houses,
yes,
the wife says, no. If you are going to do this, it's going to be double trouble for me. So if you are that kind of a person, then you don't have to help her. But otherwise, you can do several things. There's so many things that can be done where we can shorten other people's work cycle.
Correct.
Yeah. So if you're doing things because you don't know what else to do, that's an addiction.
Right.
That's why I told you that there are such simple things that you will never believe are addictions, but they take you away from yourself.
Right, doctor. I try to overcome it.
Are there any other questions? All right, so let us work on these addictions, whatever addictions that you have, make sure get rid of them, because whatever you're working on, whatever addictions you have, are not going to be available to you all the time. There are times when these very things that you're addicted to will not be available to you. What are you going to do then? At that day, you will be frustrated. So it's important for you to get rid of this addiction as soon as possible. And so you can spend time with yourself. So thank you so much for attending today's session. I hope this will be transformative. The practices will take hold of you, and then hope you can truly grow from where you are to where you need to be. Thank you so much for all your support and your attendance. Have a beautiful weekend. And let's catch up next week for some more nectar. Thank you.